Texas would be on my list.
Yeah, Texas
is a nice place. Is there one some my serial killers there?
Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Hey, I'm Andrew, and thank you for joining me today on Far Betterment. I'm sitting here with a very, very special guest today, my oldest firstborn son, Asher. You say hi, Asher?
Hi.
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 Really excited to have you on here today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? We do another podcast together, right? Yeah, what's that one called?
The Apple and the Dad.
What's it really called?
The Apple and the Tree.
Yeah. We came up with that together, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When did we have an idea for podcasting? When did we first think about it? What do you think, like?
I actually don't remember.
Last year, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe this year, sometime even. A while ago, though, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think was so exciting to you about podcasting? Why'd you want to podcast with me?
I just wanted to spend time to each other.
Yeah.
And talk to each other.
Me too. That's why I really like it. That's why I really am glad Mom's doing the other one with us instead of just me and you, because I think it's fun.
Yeah. And
yeah.
And I haven't really been on any podcasts.
Yeah.
And yeah. We will release this one on next Tuesday.
Yep, that's right. Next Tuesday. That's when we're releasing it.
Mm-hmm. I think that's in December.
Yeah, it's already going to be December when we release this. I think it'll be December 4th.
Yay.
Yeah.
Will we be back home by then?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We got some things going right now, so not sure if we'll be home on next Tuesday. But right now we're in New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Visiting for Mom's birthday. She's turning 30, the big 30, and she's real nervous,
but
we're here to make her feel better and to have a good time and visit somewhere we've never been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that we like to do that together, right? Visit new places and do new things and travel around together, right? Yeah. That's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know you were talking to me a little bit about my cousin and stuff, because we just did a podcast together. Did you want to talk to me about that? Ask me some questions?
Well, the first question I wanted to ask you is, why did you name this Far Betterment?
Far Betterment? I named it that because, that's a really good question, by the way. We moved away, right, from where we used to live. We used to live in Colorado.
Yeah.
Right? And now we live in North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And so we moved very far. So that's part of it. But another part of it is, so betterment means like improving yourself, like being a better person, like growing. And I really like the idea of growing, you know, how I'm always telling you, never stop learning, you know, make mistakes. And learn from those mistakes, you know, things like that. You know, how daddy thinks he's real smart.
Yeah.
And always tries to make sayings to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they kind of just go in one ear and out the other. But maybe someday you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's kind of where that came from, betterment. So the idea of the podcast is to talk to people, and a lot of them live far away, and kind of learn from each other and improve yourself as a person.
Louisiana, we're closer to like Colorado, aren't we?
Actually, we're further. I thought we might be closer too, but we're actually, well, no, I'm sorry, you're right. We're closer than North Carolina is, but only by like 5 hours, so not that much closer.
Yeah, but I'm saying like by state.
Kind of, yeah. It's just they're bigger to go through.
Yeah. Like, how many states do we have to go through to get to Colorado?
To get to Colorado from here, I guess maybe like 3 or 4.
Which ones are those?
Let's see. I'm going to have to pull a map up here, but I think it depends on which way you go. So you can go up, and you would go through...
Yeah, I'm talking about up. Only if you want to go to Utah, then you have to go sideways.
Let's see here. I believe if you go up... So we would have to go through Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, and then we'd be in Colorado. Or you can go just straight through Louisiana, and then you'd go through a little bit of Texas.
Ooh, I love Texas.
And then you would either go through the end of Oklahoma to Colorado, or you can go through New Mexico. I mean, there's kind of a lot of ways to get there. So it just kind of depends, but we're not that close here. I'll show you. Look, we're kind of far still. See, kind of far.
Yeah.
But are you like Colorado or what?
I'm just asking that.
Yeah.
Mhm.
What else do you want to ask me?
Who's your favorite president?
Who's my favorite president?
Mm-hmm.
I like Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Why? What do you like about him?
I thought he was really smart, and I thought it was interesting to me that as a person who was in the military, he thought that countries who built a gigantic military were kind of creating a dangerous world for everybody. If you have a world where there's only military, then you're basically just getting ready for a fight all the time. You know? And that's kind of scary. So I liked him. I thought he was really smart. And Obama was another favorite president of mine.
Who's your third favorite president?
Third? I guess you'd have to go with Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln was a great president.
My favorite presidents are mostly the good ones.
Yeah.
George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and that guy that starts with a T. I don't remember now.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a really good president, too.
What number president was he?
I have no idea. you know your presidents much better than I do.
Does he live in the USA or what?
Oh, yeah. If you're president, you have to live in the United States.
Oh.
You have to be a U.S. citizen to become president.
Okay, I'll be a president.
You could be. If you want it bad enough.
I'll get world peace.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's all I'll do as a president.
That's what I love about you so much, and what makes me so proud of you is you're always thinking of other people, you know that?
And I'll get girls to be presidents.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Because I want the first ever girl to be a president.
Yeah, that might happen soon. You never know.
Yeah.
You might get to see that.
No one knows.
Very soon.
Maybe this fork guy on the table will become a president.
Well, he has to be a U.S. citizen, though.
He is.
Oh, well, he also has to be a human.
He is a human.
Oh, okay, then. Well, then he's good.
I wonder why I have four arms and a backpack.
I have no idea. But I like his backpack, though.
Yeah, me too.
It's pretty good. There's this fork guy sitting on here. He's holding four shot glasses, and he's wearing a salt and pepper backpack.
Why aren't the hands arms, though?
I have no idea. No idea.
I mean, why aren't the arms nice?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think it would look better if it was, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because knives actually look kind of more like hands.
Mm-hmm.
But the advantage forks here have are the points.
Yeah.
And spoons are, like, I don't know, they can make things stand.
Mm-hmm.
So someone must be really strong to bend these.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, they might be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what else do you want to ask me? What do you think about being out here?
Not the best.
Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. I think it's just to have a new look.
Yeah, at a new place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good to explore. Right?
What's your top three favorite states in the USA?
That is a tough question, boy. Yeah.
I'll tell you mine.
Okay, go ahead.
USA?
No.
I mean... North Carolina.
Okay.
Hold on. Can I have a map, please?
Sure. Now, are these places you visited or just places you like?
Just places I like.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying North Carolina because it's actually, like, really nice.
It really is.
Can I have it up here?
Sure. Yeah.
Let me look.
You want me to tell you mine in the meantime?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to say North Carolina. Colorado, because it's my home, or it was my home. And then I would have to say probably Tennessee. I really like Tennessee. Oh, yeah. Nashville's a really fun place to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that I think
or California. California is also really great.
I think I found it.
Okay.
Okay. Wait here.
Let's see, what's that? Brazil.
And it back.
Probably not Brazil. That's I don't know if that's
I didn't even know that was Brazil. I was just going to random places to mess with you.
You're funny.
Wait, Chicago is in USA?
You didn't know Chicago's in the US. It's in Illinois.
I thought it was somewhere else.
What are you learning these days?
Well, I really want to go to New York.
Yeah, me too.
So that's my second one.
We'll have to put that on the list of places to go, huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Okay, we'll wait here.
That's right.
And Florida.
You like Florida?
Yeah, Texas would be on my list.
Yeah, Texas is a nice place.
Is there one of my serial killers there?
Yeah, we listen to a podcast Asher probably shouldn't be listening to, but we listen to it while we're on the road trips. It's called My Favorite Murder, so...
By Karen...
Karen Kilgariff and Georgia Hardstark.
I thought it was always Karen Killer.
Killer Karen and Georgia Hardstark.
What does Hardstark
say? That's just her last name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good podcast. I love that podcast. And like I said, you probably shouldn't be listening to it. But you do, so we won't tell anybody. But
keep it a secret.
It's just between us. So I know you said you wanted to ask me about me and Aaron.
Yeah.
Because you were kind of curious about that. What did you want to ask me?
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
When did you become friends with him again?
Aaron?
Yeah.
When we became friends again?
Yeah.
Just recently. You know, my dad's sick.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me start thinking about things and thinking about how daddy is very fast to cut people out of his life, which isn't really a good thing, but I do it a lot. And so, you know, if I get upset with somebody or, I don't know, somebody does something that I don't like or if they hurt you guys, you know, make you guys sad or something, then I kind of just shut people out of my life and don't talk to them anymore. And so that kind of happened with me and Aaron. And so when my dad got sick, I started thinking, you know, a lot about how me and my dad didn't talk anymore for a long time. And, you know, this isn't really stuff you know about.
And you were thinking about Aya too, because you don't really talk with her much.
Yeah, well, me and Aya just don't really talk because... You know, I only talk if she calls or she texts me and stuff. Yeah. So me and my mom talk.
How often does your mom call you, by the way?
I don't know, not that often. You and her talk a lot more than me and her do.
Yeah, yeah. We like to stay in contact with each other.
That's right, yeah, and you guys are like best friends, and I'm very happy that you guys have that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Number two, what were that text message you got from him?
I don't know. I think we're probably just talking about hockey or something. That's what me and Aaron talk about a lot.
Oh. So why did you not be his friend anymore in 2017?
Well, I guess what happened was, we just got there's a we had a misunderstanding, and I got upset, and then we both said stuff to each other that we regretted. And then instead of saying sorry, which is the way you're supposed to handle things, we kind of just ignored each other instead. Bad idea. You shouldn't do that. You don't want to ignore people and pretend that they don't exist. It's mean and it makes you look really childish and immature. And I know you're not like that. You're a smart kid. You're much smarter than I am. So, yeah, that's what happened. We just got in an argument.
Well, I'm gonna ask this question and how you wanna ask questions about me?
Sure, if you want me to.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing in your top three favorite things in the world other than your family?
Oh man, that was gonna be my answer.
Top three though.
My top three things.
Yeah.
Okay. Traveling.
Okay.
I think that's really important to me.
Okay, good one.
Being a good person. Super
That's
important to
really
me.
good.
Yeah. And I think this is gonna sound kind of dumb because we haven't been doing it very long, but I think podcasting right now is in my top three. I love doing it with you. I love doing it with mom. I don't know, just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to just sit here and talk with you guys. It makes us spend time together. It makes us talk to each other about things sometimes maybe we wouldn't talk to each other about otherwise. Yeah, so I really like it. Yeah.
Do you want to start asking questions about me now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What are your top three favorite things?
Well, I have to say my iPad.
Okay. Yeah, I figured.
And I'm saying this isn't including my family, but I
Okay.
love my family.
Yeah. We'll always be a family, pal.
This cool cup.
Really, the cup you just saw, that's in your top three favorite things of all time.
But doing this, sticking things to my face that fit.
Yeah, I used to like to do that too. I can't do it now with a beard.
But also, I really like this milk.
Yeah.
It tastes like peppermint bark. But that's, I'm just saying that because it tastes like peppermint bark Oreos.
Yeah,
Because I had a peppermint bark Oreo. That
oh,
was,
that's good.
I love peppermint bark even though I hate peppermint.
You like those peppermints from restaurants.
Yeah, they just taste better. They
Yeah.
don't have like those sparkly things on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. So what's number two then? Or three, I guess, if you're gonna count the cup.
I'm not counting the cup.
Okay, what's number two then?
Three.
Well, so two is sticking things to your face?
Oh. I don't know.
That's all right.
I'm trying to look around.
Well, you don't have to pick something from here.
I'm trying to think.
Okay, think about what are your favorite things in life?
This friendship bracelet.
Oh, yeah, I love our friendship bracelets. Remember when we made these?
Yeah, I kind of want to make.
We need to make some for your brother and sister, huh?
Yeah, I kind of want to make two more for myself, though. These ones are kind of getting big.
Okay.
They're getting gold and rusty, and there's slime on them.
There's slime on them?
Still,
That's gross.
there's still slime on them. Remember when I
Oh,
got
the slime from.
the frog
Okay.
slime, that green slime?
Yeah, I thought there was just
Right
like
here.
a random slime. That would be even more gross. Yeah, that's weird. All
Oh,
right, well, we'll have to make some sometime.
and my number three favorite moment, well, I'm just including this because I really thought it was funny. You dropping slime.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Okay, my top three favorite things. I mean, my third favorite thing is world peace.
Yeah. You always talk about that.
And I was gonna say games and YouTube, but
Yeah.
instead I said world peace, something
Yeah.
that's way more important.
You're a great kid, you know? I'm really proud of you. I'm really, I know I tell you this, but I'm just real proud of who you are. You know?
Oh, you wanna see what Oklahoma looks like to me?
Sure. Yeah, it does. Like a thumb, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
And now,
Or like a hand, like a thumbs up kind of on its side, yeah.
to me, Texas looks like this. So he's like poking, he's like pitching these two states right there.
Ouch.
But it also looks like a gun.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why they made Texas so big.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I do know, but I think that is something we should look up together,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, let's look it up right now.
Well, we'll look it up after the podcast,
Okay.
maybe. So, what do you think
Oh,
about?
and yeah, because your phone is very low on
Yeah,
battery.
it's almost dead.
Yeah. So he's probably shouldn't be using it.
So, you want me to ask you some questions. So,
Yeah.
what do you think you want to be when you grow up? If you can be anything.
I swear I heard a police car.
Yeah, I did too. It's outside.
I still hear it. It's annoying me. I can't think.
Let's try to ignore it.
I mean, I definitely want to be president for to get girl presidents in the world. I always said this, and to have world peace,
Yeah.
and to stop if anyone. One to stop if anyone will, if World War III will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to stop that as much as I can if I'm ever president.
Yeah. You're a great person. I wish a lot of I wish more people looked at the world like you did. You know that?
Yeah.
Do you Why is world peace so important to you?
I just think it's a good to be a good person, like if. Like, pretend like this water bottle right here had a family and you just murdered them.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be good.
No.
The other people in the family would be like all sad
That's right.
that one of their family members just got murdered.
Yeah. You know why people fight wars?
Why?
Because they think they're right. You get a lot of people together and they all think they're right. And they think someone else is wrong and they believe in this one thing so much. Then they feel like they have the, I don't know, they almost feel like they have like the, well, like it's justified, like what they're doing is okay. They almost think they have like the it like it's a mission to go prove how right they are a lot of times. And a lot of times, sometimes, well, not a lot of times, but sometimes wars are started because one country is trying to help another country and they make another country mad. Or because one country thinks that they need to show off how strong they are. So the world's a really complicated place. Yeah. So, but you know what? If you just worry about being a good person all the time yourself,
Dada,
then your world won't be as complicated.
Dada, wanna know something though?
Sure.
I think I have a signature for the avalanche.
Yeah, what
If
is
I
it?
can make it. So an A would be at the bottom of the hill,
Okay.
and then snow would be on it like this, like how it is right now
Okay.
on your shirt.
Uh-huh.
There'll be like snow on the top of it like that. It would be the same with the A. But then there's like a hill with snow coming down like an avalanche.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
You should draw that for me sometime. I would like
Oh,
that.
here's another question for you, by the
Sure.
way. Let's ask each other this.
Okay.
If you wanted to make a team for hockey, what would your signature be and the name?
Like my logo?
Yes.
Oh, geez. That's a good question. Oh my gosh, that is such a good question. I have no idea. I don't know, something cool like maybe an animal would be awesome. Like the tigers, I think. Like the North Carolina Tigers or the Denver Tigers or something cool like that. I know there's already a Colorado College Tigers, but that's okay because this will be an NHL team. And then I guess my logo would be something like a something funny, maybe. Maybe not something so serious. Maybe like a tiger ice skating with a hockey stick.
That's kind of like the penguin signature.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be pretty good. What about you?
So my team would probably be called Oil Blood.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm saying that because I like the oil tank that one of the teams have.
The Oilers?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it'll be an oil tank.
Okay.
And then there's lightning like getting down on it.
That's cool. Is there any fire?
No.
Okay.
But there's a fire inside it.
Okay.
With blood inside.
Wow. Why the blood?
Because it's called oil blood.
Okay, but why is it called oil blood?
I don't know. I was thinking because you were saying about tigers, and I was thinking about that tiger blood snow cone I had.
Oh,
with
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah, you like those, huh?
Yeah, it was really just watermelon. They were just called tiger.
They tricked you. Well, I guess they didn't trick you since you figured it out.
It said watermelon next to it, though.
Oh, well, all right.
And I don't think they would get kids real tiger blood.
I don't know.
That sounds disgusting.
It does sound gross, but maybe they would.
Yeah. And this is a reference to my YouTube channel.
Okay.
And my Twitch.
Okay. Walton Rainbow.
Oh my god, how could you ever guess?
Because you talk about it all the time.
It's a lightning bolt that's rainbow.
Okay.
Most of it is red because of the blood oil.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Well, the inside is rainbow, but the red is kind of like thick like this.
Okay.
There'll be like two spots for the red. There'll be like this, two spots for the red, and then one spot for all the other colors.
Okay.
But anyways, and the outside would be red, like maroon. Maroon, like it's a vault.
That's pretty good. I like it. You'll have to draw both of those. So you draw yours. I guess I'll draw mine.
Okay.
And then you can draw me the avalanche one too.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll do it when we're back home, I guess.
Sounds good. Deal.
Did I hurt your hand?
No, you never do.
Okay, can you do it one more time? Oh, man, you need to put it higher.
Higher a little bit. That hurt you a lot.
Yeah.
Well, it's your fault.
Okay, start asking me more questions.
Okay, let's see. What's important to you, do you think, besides your family?
Oh, God.
What's important to you about being a person, about being a good person? What do you think makes a good person?
Not murdering people.
Of course, that's a good rule, yeah. Ding. Okay.
1 point for me.
Sure.
Zero points for you.
Okay.
That's
what else?
100 points for you. Yeah. Answered so many questions.
Okay. So what else?
I don't know. I just think being a bad person is bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's another point. Ding. 100 points for you still.
Okay. Being a bad person is bad. Yeah. What do you think is? What would you consider a bad person? What do you think they do?
Murder people, rob places, I don't know, they just get away with lots of stuff because they can sometimes outrun police officers, speeding up, crashing into people for no reason, crashing into buildings in New York in 2010, on my birth, on the day I was born, I don't know.
Yeah, well, not in 2010, in 2001.
One?
Yeah.
On my birthday, wasn't it?
But yeah, you were born in 2010.
Yeah, that was on my birthday, wasn't it, though?
Yep, September 11th. That was a very bad day.
What kind of party did I have on September 11th?
Well, it depends on what year. I mean, you've had a lot of birthday parties. You've had a Minecraft party.
I love the Minecraft party.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
My top three favorites were the Pokemon party, the dinosaur party, and the when I did Footy Potty. Since I have more friends.
Those were fun.
Since I have more friends during the Fun Nights at Footy Potty. The 3 people who didn't come, I think.
Well, that's all right. Sometimes people can't
Mason,
make it.
Mason, Brian, and who was the other one?
I don't know.
I play Minecraft mostly in the game truck, though.
Yeah,
didn't you? Because I played it with my 2 friends that love Minecraft.
Yeah.
Declan and Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really fun party. I had a lot of fun at that party.
Yeah.
So.
Hot in here now.
Do you think there are more bad people in the world or good people?
Good people, actually.
Yeah, I think that too. We talk about that a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. There are more good people in the world, I think.
How long has this podcast have been going on?
I don't know.
Right now, all I see is this pictures.
For 30 minutes.
Cool.
Yeah.
We've been sitting here for 30 minutes.
That's right.
I think our Thanksgiving podcast on our other podcast was 40 minutes, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
If we start talking a lot longer, we start to get to 40. Maybe even an hour. That would be the longest podcast ever.
It would be long, yeah.
But I don't feel like sitting in here forever. It's getting hot.
Yeah, all right. Well, is there anything else you want to know? We can cut it short if you want.
How about ask me 2 more questions and I'll ask you 2 more questions.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Let's do favorite things and least favorite things, okay?
Okay.
Okay, 1 favorite thing and 1 least favorite thing, okay?
Okay.
Not including family or world peace or wars, okay?
Okay. My 1 favorite thing, I guess, let's think here. This is tough, too. You keep making me run out of favorites.
Top 3, by the way, okay?
Okay. I guess my phone is one of my favorites because I use it all the time.
Yeah.
So that's 1, or the computer. And then my least favorite thing, I guess, is... Nope, I take that back. My kayak, I think, is my favorite thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You love your kayak.
Love my kayak.
Remember when you do that glowing thing, whatever it was called?
Yeah, with mom. That was really fun.
What was it called?
It was a bioluminescence tour, so...
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
Bioluminescence.
Well, it's pretty cool. You get to go in the ocean at night and then see all these like glowing things in the water.
Yeah, and you get to pick up a jellyfish.
Picked up some jellyfish.
Yeah, how weird did it feel?
It felt like a booger. Like a big, giant, well, I don't know, not like a booger, I guess, but it
how
felt like a...
How didn't they sting you?
These ones, they're not really jellyfish. I forget what they're called. But they don't have a way to sting you. They're kind of just these little creatures that glow. If you shook them with your hand, they got brighter. It was really cool.
Oh, they didn't, like, fall apart?
Sometimes they fell apart.
Did they reform?
But you weren't supposed to, like, shake them so hard that they fell apart, but...
So you...
Well, I don't know what you're
supposed
to do. So you
can't shake them like this?
Yeah, you don't want to hurt them. I don't even know if they have feelings. I don't really even know what they were.
So I would shake them like this to be nice to them.
Yeah.
Just to see how glowy they can get.
They're pretty cool.
Whoever wants to be crazy and see how glowy they can get, you can do this if you want. Probably sue them to hurt them or break them into pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
You can hear that because the microphone is like turned up a whole bunch.
It is. Yeah, it picks up a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, let's see. Least favorite things and most favorite. So, my favorite is my kayak, I guess. Yeah. If we're just talking about things. And then my least favorite, I guess, is, I don't know, sitting around, I guess, nowadays. I don't really like just get really bored doing the same thing every day. That's what I don't like.
Well, okay.
I like things to change.
Well, obviously, other than my family, I said no world peace.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about world peace, family, or war in this situation. Mm-hmm. Those ones, war is bad, world peace is good, and family is good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about those right now.
Okay.
Anyways, my favorite thing, I love my iPad. I never get bored of it.
I know you don't.
So sometimes when I'm playing Roblox, something really interesting that I haven't seen comes on TV, and I'm like, I really want to play Roblox, but I really want to watch TV at the same time.
Yeah.
So when I'm sitting around in Roblox, like, I was playing Breaking Point, and I love that game now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh, wait. I mean...
I thought that was what it's called.
It's like this. Oh, it's called The Street, since it's another game.
Okay.
Whenever, like, I'm playing The Street, one time when I was playing The Street, I found these people in, like, the bar in the game, like, to the jail. And they were just sitting around there teaming.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was just sitting there watching TV. And then at one point, I would go back to see if they left, and I just went back at the TV.
They're funny.
Uh-huh. So,
what's your least favorite thing?
I think you guys were podcasting by then, I think. I don't remember though. Okay, my least favorite thing, probably disasters.
Yeah. Oh, you hate disasters. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They freak you out.
Yeah, there's an earthquake going on right now. I would.
Yeah.
Jump on the fan.
Yeah. Yep. You hate disasters. So, okay, I have another question for you. What do you think people should do every day? Like, in your opinion, what should someone do every single day?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah?
I mean, hey, this looks like Louisiana.
It does, actually.
I think that is Louisiana. Yeah, we're, like, somewhere around here. Yeah, on your side, it's more on my side, it's upside down. Looks like the sock puppet from Baldi's Basics. Just sorta. Anyways, what were you asking? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what should people do every day to be, I don't know, to be a good person or just to live a good life?
So first, they should stay away from strangers. Only if they're good people or if you're helping them. Like when that person dropped something in the store last night when we were at Walmart.
Oh, yeah.
You help them.
Yeah,
stay
it's
away
good to
from
help people.
Strangers, only if they like see you and like they like you a lot there and you start talking with them, that's definitely you.
Yeah, I like to talk to people.
I get bored of talking a lot.
Well, I know, but I guess, you know, sometimes I just feel like, I don't know, I just get interested in people when they start talking, you know?
The government to kick people out of the house when like they're alone.
Yeah. Or out of the country, maybe.
You haven't paid the bill.
Well, that's kind of difficult because when you rent a place from somebody and you sign a contract, okay? And you're promising them. The contract's a promise that you're going to pay every month. And
have we been doing that?
Yeah, of course. Okay. You don't have to worry about that.
Is it a bill or what? A contract?
It kind of.
A
so
contract from
the contract. The contract is the promise to pay the bill, okay? So you're signing this contract with whoever, your landlord or your apartment building or your property manager, whoever, okay? Whoever owns the property.
Okay.
And you're promising to pay them every month. And if you don't, then you're breaking the contract and then they can't have you live there anymore because then they have to lose money. So it's not right to do that either.
So I'll tell you
to keep your promises, right?
10 things you should do. So if you see that was one of them, but I'm deleting that one. So get out of here.
Well, you don't have to pick 10. Just pick however many.
Oh, I'm going to pick 10. So that was, right now we're at 4.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm keeping this one, I guess.
Okay.
So next one, I think if you see like a homeless person, you should definitely get some money. At least enough to get a house. Rent a house, at least.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But okay.
But if you just see the richest person down the street, they'll give you like $1 billion money. They have enough.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Maybe.
Yeah. At least give them like enough to buy a rental house, enough to buy food and water, enough to like give them a lot of things. And definitely like, I'll just say 6. because I don't know what
six.
That's
okay.
Not my fifth one. Okay, so definitely like spending time with your family. Spending time with your family is really good.
Yeah.
Especially on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Mhm. Spending time with your family is really good. Family is very, very important.
Can I ask you one more question? Then do you think we should sign off?
If you want to, sure.
Okay, so, what's your top three least favorite things other than the last
My top three
said?
Least favorite things?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like rude people. That's one of them.
Yeah, I don't like rude people either.
I just really don't like dealing with rude people. It's terrible.
I know. So, you know those moments when people are talking to you and you just like ignore them sometimes and you forget what they completely say already?
Who, me?
No, like...
I do that sometimes, I guess. That makes me pretty rude.
Well, yeah. Like, someone's are making you like so mad and you just want to ignore them, but you can't because they're talking to you and like they're making you like... so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know those moments?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I don't like rude people. I think being rude is pointless. You should always be polite.
One time I was just in dance, I was just rolling on the wall and I was just feeling so awkward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think? So I don't like rude people.
Yeah, okay, what's
mean people. I don't like people that are mean. I think you should always be kind to each other and be helpful and help people. When you see someone on the road with a flat tire, you should stop and help them.
Yeah.
You know,
you
or...
helped those people once when we were going to South Carolina?
No, Where are we coming back from? Florida, maybe?
Florida. Florida Orlando, because we were...
Oh, we were
Orlando.
Coming back from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About to say Myrtle Beach.
And we stopped and helped those people. Yeah, you should do stuff like that. I think that's important. Sometimes people just need help. And I think if you can help, then it's kind of your job to help.
Those people, other people are just driving off like they won't even... like those people won't even care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just... needed help.
If they saw them, they definitely weren't even caring, but
you know,
if they didn't see them, then
when I was younger though, maybe I wouldn't have done that stuff, but now I have you guys, and it's really important to me to be a good example for you and your brother and sister. So I feel like if I'm one of those people that passes those people up, then I'm telling you guys it's okay to do that. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't want you guys to be like that.
If you don't see them, then it's a mistake.
Well, if you don't see them, then that's okay. You know, it's not even a mistake. You just didn't see them. So that's all right.
Sometimes
and I'm not saying...
you got to pay attention to the world, though.
That's right.
But since if you don't have two people in your car and you only have one to take a road trip, if like your daughter or son, then you're probably just keeping an eye on the world. But since mom has a free time and space, and so do we, the kids, me, Bookie, and Clara, we can look wherever we want since we're not the ones paying attention to the world.
Well, you do have to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my responsibility to drive safe and get you guys safely places.
How did you fix the tire, though? Did you, like, give them another tire?
No, when you have a car... most of the time you get a spare in the back.
Oh yeah, we used that spare, didn't we? Until we got a tire.
Oh, when we got the flat?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another reason I helped those people. So remember we helped them and then a couple weeks later I got a flat?
Yeah.
I remember how much it sucked because nobody was stopping to help us or anything. Everybody was kind of just driving by and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it on our own, but...
I mean, we were going to dumb, too. I really wanted to see the game.
Yeah, and then we couldn't because we had a flat.
Yeah, and there were fireworks that night, wasn't there? I love fireworks.
I know you do.
Disney's takes it all out with the fireworks, though.
They really do. You love Disney fireworks, and so do I. Yeah. Disney really, they really kill it, don't they?
Yeah. Okay, what's your last?
My last least favorite thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got rude people, mean people, and I don't know. Being away from you guys. Mm-hmm. I don't like being away from you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like being around you.
Wow. This is our longest podcast ever.
45 minutes.
I think you and Mom did longer ones, though.
Yeah, we might
have. Without me.
We might have.
Like, just to the 40 minute.
Yeah.
So, should we sign off? Just let what Mom, like Mom says?
If you would like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Peace. I love everyone, even my dad.
Even your dad. Wow.
I love
even me.
I love everybody in the world. I love my dad a lot.
I love you too, pal.
And my family. Okay. Peace, everyone. Hope you have a nice Christmas.
Yeah.
Peace. Should we do a Christmas podcast, by the way?
We should.
Yeah.
We'll
peace.
Do that.
Next year, we should do a podcast about all the... whatever.
Holidays?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Except for, like, the ones where you don't, like, celebrate with your family.
Okay.
Like Veterans Day. Well, we should celebrate Veterans
Day. Yeah, definitely. You're right.
Yeah, not like the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.